Blog Talk Radio.
'Good morning, everyone. How is everyone today? Today is Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. You are listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutrition Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here, of course, is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. Hope everyone is doing well today. Today, my topic, never-ending topic, I'm going to be talking about easy ways to look younger. I think we all are striving to do that, so this should be a fun show for everyone today. If you're just tuning in, the number here, of course, again, is 347-426-3469. You can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com, as well as you can contact me at my office at 313-897-7257. And, of course, you can go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com to find out more about me and all the wonderful things that I do. So, again, good morning to everyone. Hope all is well with everyone on this great, wonderful Wednesday, the first Wednesday of May. Of course, we've got new everything. It's a new month, so we've got new lab specials and all that good stuff. So hang out with me, and, of course, I'll tell you that information at the halfway point in the show. But until then, I'm going to be talking about, again, easy ways to look younger. Okay, let's see what I'm doing here. I've got some notes here. I don't know what I'm doing, folks. I don't know what I'm doing. The chat room is not up and running just yet, but it will be, so be patient with me. I'm working some things out. Again, if you would like to contact me here, you can do so by calling 347-426-3469. As today, I'm going to be talking about easy ways to look younger, everything from exercise, weight loss, fasting, sleep, and sex. These are just a few of the things that are going to help you look younger. So I know some ears perked up on that one. I'll share with you all the things associated with those on helping us to reverse the clock, and also give you some of my antioxidant picks that are going to be also beneficial for you to keep yourself looking youthful and spry. So hang out with me all hour long if you can. And if you can't, please go back and listen to the show via archive and get all of the great information. Hope everyone's doing well today. I'm hanging in there. No complaints in spite of. How about that, folks? It could be worse, could be better, but hey, I'm going to take the high road. I am doing well, so I hope everyone is doing well also. As I mentioned before, coming up at the halfway point in the show, I will get into the lab specials for the month of May because they've changed. Yep, it's a new month, new lab specials. Some of them, of course, are always ongoing, but for the most part, I always offer you guys something new just to keep you healthy. So that'll be coming up in about 30 minutes or so. So I guess I better grab my little notes over here and get my act together before I run out of time, huh? All right, so let me start out by saying good morning to everyone. Good morning to all of my callers. I see you all there. I just love you all. I just love you. I do, and there's nothing you can do about that. Good morning to all of you, all of my great students, the best friend a person could ever have in the whole wide world, and, of course, all of those special people out there that just absolutely make my life a better place. I love you all. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. Today, hope you enjoy the show, as I'm going to be talking about easy ways to look younger here. Let's take care of some things here very briefly. Let's do the housekeeping, and then we'll get right on into the show here, folks. All right, this information is being provided to you to inform you and those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor, and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. Please see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens, or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. Always factor in that individual results will vary. And lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form, or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. Okie dokie, folks. So now that we have taken care of that, you guys have listened to that so many years that you could probably recite it by heart, huh? I understand. Trust me on that one. But anywho, good morning to all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in today, talking about easy ways to look younger. And we all want to do that. We do. You know, I'm 18. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And so if all of you want to maintain that youthful vitality of an 18-year-old, then, you know, I'm going to share with you some things that I think would be definitely beneficial for you. And these are very simple, practical applications that you can do today, non-surgical. You know, I'm not a big one for that. Personally, I don't wear makeup, so it's going to be without makeup. And these are going to be easy things, inexpensive, you can do that I think are not just good for the way you look as far as our vanity is concerned, but they're going to be good for you healthy, because you can look good and just be jacked up inside out, and we don't want that. So I prefer we be overall healthy internally, and then we're going to have that external glow. How about that, folks? So let's take care of some stuff here. Let me move all of my great little notes. And if you are just tuning in, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. As I get ready to start talking about easy ways to look younger. All righty here. And you know what? Let me pause just for a second, because I have to do this, because anyone out there that has been listening to me for the almost 5 years that I've been on the air, and anyone that knows me personally, students, patients, and otherwise, knows how I feel about my mother, Mommy, Mary, the queen herself. Yes, it's true. And so with Mother's Day pending, coming up this weekend, I just wanted to say, now Mom's not listening. She's doing what she does, you know, that mom. She got married and all, so now you know how that goes. Anywho, when she sees me, she's going to slap me upside the head. But anyway, I wanted to take a moment to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother. Absolutely love her. That is the essence of the woman that I am, that Mary Elam. So she's out there in Pontiac. She'll listen to the show later on. She knows that I absolutely love her so much. Want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening, to the new mothers, and to those that are, you know, we're well-seasoned. My best friend, Shirley, good morning to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. I absolutely love her so much. You couldn't ask for a better friend, a better sister, a better everything than her. So good morning to you, and Happy Mother's Day to her. Good morning to my sister, Lenore. Happy Mother's Day to you. My niece, Asia, Happy Mother's Day to you as well. And I think, and my mother-in-law, the best mother-in-law. I mean, when I say best, this is one of the sweetest people I think I've ever encountered in life, my mother-in-law. Super sweet. Just will give you the shirt off of her back, Marion Stevens. So anyone else out there, really, I hope you all have a great Mother's Day. And, you know, every day is Mother's Day because we work so hard, for sure. It is 24/7, nonstop. Trust me on this one. And so happy Mother's Day to everyone out there listening. So with that being said, and everyone's all sappy and teary-eyed and all that good stuff, let me get on with the show, because you guys know I am the sappiest person out there, so let me stop before I just start sounding like a little two-year-old. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Oh, good morning, my student. Sandra, I see you. Happy Mother's Day. Love you. Barbara, you too. Okay, see, they would beat me down when they saw me. And everyone else out there, all my students, they know who they are, but I can see them. My switchboard is so full, but I can still see their numbers. So, okay. All right, now I'll continue. All righty here. Easy ways to look younger. Okay, let's see how we can handle this, because this is something that we all want to do. And so as I was writing my notes and everything, looking up things that I wanted to try to get across to listeners today, this was probably the number one thing that it just popped into my head, because this is something that covers so many things out there, and that's exercise. And I can't stress this enough to individuals to make sure that you are incorporating some type of physical activity into your regimen. And so when we're talking about exercise, this is no exception as far as it's going to help you look younger. And so these are some of the things associated with exercise and looking younger. Now, remember, we want to look younger, but we also want to feel younger, and we want to do anti-aging. That's one of my classes that I teach, so exercise is a huge component for that. So look at some of the things that exercise will do for you, and I'm just giving you the quick and dirty. It has so many benefits, but I only have an hour to do my show. So exercise, going to help circulate more nutrients and oxygen to the skin to make you look more radiant. So you're going to have that glow. When people see you, they'll look at you and they'll go, oh, my God, she's glowing. You know how when you see a pregnant woman and she's just got this glow? She's got a whole bunch of different things going on in her body, but specifically, you know, physical activity. This is something that's going to give you that same type of glow. So exercise is going to help you look more radiant. Exercise basically kickstarts the collagen production process of building younger skin, which slows down as you get older. So as we age, we need to be more physically active. And I'm not saying go run a marathon every day or anything that's going to be ridiculous and doesn't fit into your lifestyle. Just be more active. Do something, you know, park a little bit further. Take the stairs. Do something that's going to give you a little bit more physical activity, okay? The next one, exercise improves your posture, making you look and feel younger, along with making you more confident looking, and you actually feel more confident. And I hear this all the time. People naturally assume that I'm taller than I am. And I'm not. Trust me, I am vertically challenged. But I appear taller because I have very good posture. And so when you have good posture, you are always going to appear taller. And, of course, it's good for your spine. It's good for your internal organs, because when your posture is stooped and you're humped over, you're actually crushing these organs, and this is not good for you. And so we're going to create dysfunction in that area. So we want to have good posture. All right, the next one, exercise prevents free radical damage, which is one of the main things that causes individuals to look older. And free radicals, this is what we get from everything from a poor diet to sun damage, you know, your UV rays from the sun, smoking, drinking, all these poor lifestyle choices. These are things that cause you to have free radical damage within the body. And coming up a little bit later in the show, I'll get into my younger anti-aging supplements that I will share with you, some of the things you can incorporate into the mix. So these are things that will always help you combat free radical damage as well, so stay tuned for that. But exercise is going to help prevent free radical damage, okay? The next thing, exercise means less gray hairs as it helps reduce stress. Now, I don't know how I feel about that one. No, I concur with this because it does. But someone like myself, as my children have informed me, I skip a shade. So I went from dark brown to white. And I think that's a genetic predisposition. I know it is, because my father was a twin. So my uncle, my father is deceased, but my uncle is still alive. And my uncle is completely white. My mother is white. So they didn't go from brown or black to gray. They went from brown or black to white. So that's my MO. I don't gray. My hair turns white, and it is what it is. You know, what are you going to do? So, and I exercise. So, but in concept, in theory, in factual, actual things going on here, exercise does mean less gray, because it does help reduce stress. Okay. So get out there and exercise. And, you know, those that are gray, You're getting there. You're going to be white just like me one day. Anywho, exercise also helps you sleep better, which means less dark circles and puffy eyes. Again, folks, you know how I feel about sleep, for sure. I could do it right now, but I won't. But sleep is so beneficial for you, and so exercise is going to help you sleep better. So again, any kind of physical activity that you can begin to incorporate into the equation if you're dealing with insomnia or just irregular sleep patterns, you want to make sure that you try to do some kind of physical activity, and that way it's going to help you sleep better. And try to do it earlier in the daytime, and that way it won't interfere with your nighttime sleeping, because exercise does raise other levels in the body, testosterone and adrenaline, things of that nature. So you don't want to exercise too close to bedtime, because these hormonal levels will be up, and that's going to keep you up late into the evening time. So try to exercise as early as possible, and that way you can sleep better. All right? Let me incorporate this really quickly here. Well, we're looking at about 17 minutes after the hour. You are listening to Doc Talk here. As today, my topic, I'm talking about easy ways to look younger. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All righty here. Let me continue with exercise really briefly, and then I'm going to go into my next one, because I've got a few of these, and I think I'm going to be able to get through these before time runs out here. All right. Couple more on exercise, and then I'm done with that one. All right. Exercise, because you guys know how I do. I just research and research, so I got to give you as much as I can. All right. Exercise. It's naturally going to boost something in your body called human growth hormone. This is HGH. And people actually purchase this, okay? So you have your own natural HGH in your body, and this is going to be excellent for you, for helping you to look younger. And exercising naturally is going to help your body produce your own HGH, not the synthetic version, not the version that you bought at the drugstore. This is what your body naturally makes for you. So ideally, that one's going to be best for you because it came from your body. So exercise is going to be great for boosting that. Exercise also helps to maintain muscle mass, and it gets rid of that unsightly body fat, preventing your skin from sagging. So we definitely don't want that. That's not a cute thing. So try exercising, and it's not too late to start. It doesn't matter what age you are. Start doing some form of physical activity. And lastly, my last comment on exercising is exercise. It literally turns back the clock by maintaining the length of something in your body called telomeres. Telomeres, if you think of this, they're the caps, and I'm going to be clinical for a second here because I do want to educate you. Telomeres get shorter as you age, and this is according to a study on older people who exercise. They had telomeres that were about the same length as a 20-year-old. So let me explain to you what a telomere is. A telomere, these are caps at the end of each strand of DNA that protects our chromosomes in our body. And if you think of them like the little plastic tips at the end of shoelaces, when these tips come off, your shoelaces begin to fray. And so if you think of your chromosomes fraying like that without this protective tip on it, this is what happens, and this is going to accelerate aging in the body. So exercising literally protects these telomeres in the body, and so this is going to be another one of these beneficial things. Clinically speaking, it's going to be excellent for you to do, and you just can't go wrong with exercising. You're going to have good energy, you're going to feel good, you're going to look good. It's going to be a great thing for you. So that was my first choice, and you know, at the molecular level, exercise has that anti-aging effect, so you just can't go wrong with it, really. I mean, you truly and really can't. So if you haven't begun an exercise regimen, I am going to encourage you to do so. All right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to look younger. All right, my next one. Now, the next several things that I go through, that I'm not going to be as long as that first one. So I say, you guys know how I am. Anyway, this next one, lose weight. All right. My God, come on. This is something that I've said for forever. And you just can't go wrong with this one, as it refers to anti-aging, your health, just everything. So losing weight, just losing 10 pounds, you're going to look 10 years younger for this, okay? Weight comes off from the top down, all right? So since weight sheds in the face first, this means that losing even 5 pounds is going to make you look younger. So just remember that. My patients, I do a visual on people in general. I mean, people that I don't even know. But I can tell when they're losing weight because their jawline reappears. When you gain weight, your jawline disappears. And so this is coinciding with that concept of weight stops, or excuse me, begins from the top down. It's going to begin at the face first. So this is going to be the area that people are going to see you losing weight, and they're going to look at you and go, are you losing weight? And you're like, no. And that's because your body might still be carrying weight. But trust me, you are, because it's starting from the top down. So let's try to get that weight under control. Don't stop trying. You know, I know it's past the first of the year when everyone was on that, I'm going to lose some weight, Dr. Stevens bandwagon. But, you know, life happens and you may have fallen short. Continue to lose weight. Continue trying. And just an FYI for you, don't try to lose too much too fast. We need to do this properly with exercise and proper dieting. And women should try to maintain a body fat of at least about 14%, and men should try to maintain at least about 6%. And that's so that the face can maintain the fullness from fat and gives you that youthful look. I mean, we've all seen people that lose weight and they lose too much and they have that that addictive look, like they're on substance, you know, some type of substance issue. And so we don't want to look like that. We want to look healthy as we lose weight. And when you lose it that way, that means that you did it at the right pace and you were still eating, but you also managed to maintain an exercise regimen and you didn't do it too fast. And so your body had time to adjust. So you want to make sure that, of course, you do lose weight for looking younger and feeling better, but we also want to do it properly. And, of course, if you don't know how to do it, then you can always contact me. And coming up at the halfway point of the show, I'll get into a whole nice big spiel about me and all the things that I do and all that good stuff. So definitely stay tuned for that. And the only reason I'm not doing it now is because I'm pressed for time, and I want to make sure I get all this information in here. But trust me, you'll get the whole speech. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We are cruising right on up to the halfway point in the show, and I'm just going to continue as I am talking about easy ways to look younger. This next one, now this is something that I am doing by default right now, and that is intermittent fasting. Woo! Anyone that knows me knows what I am talking about. I am doing a little bit of fasting right now. So, but anyway, the two main reasons, and there's definitely more than, you know, two reasons to fast. I've done a show on it. Go back, please listen to the archive on that, because I'm a little tough, you know, share a lot of different things with you as to the benefits of fasting. But as it relates to today's show, intermittent fasting. It makes you look younger because intermittent fasting naturally increases your HGH, and I just talked about that, that human growth hormone, which is going to amp up the production of collagen for younger looking skin in the body. So when you go through these little sporadic fasts, you're like, you know what, I'm going to do this today, and my students know how to fast properly, my patients know how to do it properly, and there is a science to it, so don't just randomly do some things or you'll jack up your program. But when you decide you're going to do this fasting, trust me, you're going to be getting so many benefits from it. And right about now, because I haven't had much food since Saturday, I should be looking like a two-year-old, trust me. Woo, I'm so silly. Anyway, intermittent fasting, it induces something called autophagy. And I'll explain that in a second. And it does it, and without getting overly scientific, autophagy is basically where the cells in your body repair themselves to make newer, much healthier cells to prevent aging. So when you fast and when you do any type of cleansing, this is going to cause the body to go through this process of autophagy, which is really beneficial for you. So fasting, cleansing, all these things really are excellent for you, and particularly when they're done properly. So for everyone out there that had questions regarding, should I do some type of juice fasting or cleansing? Yes, I think you should. I'm always going to encourage you to do that because I personally am an advocate of it. And when it is done properly, you can benefit from it. And properly meaning, my students, as I alluded to, and my patients know that there is a process where you go through where you eliminate your vices such as alcohol, sweets, chips, things of that nature, and then you take out the proteins and you take out the starches and things of that nature. So by the time you actually get up to the whole fasting process, you're left with nothing but your fruits and vegetables, and then on the actual day of fasting, you're actually doing a juice fast that might consist of fruits or your vegetable juices. And that process usually takes about 7 days. So you just don't wake up and say, hey, I'm going to fast, and then, bam, you do it, because that'll really cause you to have challenges within your body. So you don't want to do it that way. And coming off of the fast, you then reverse the process, and you go in order. And the last thing, of course, you don't include your vices back in. So this is about a 2-week process that you're going to take to actually do a quality fast. And this is going to be so beneficial for it, and I always encourage you to do it as the seasons change. You want to do a quarterly fasting just to kind of purge your system, you know, of all the things that you've accumulated over that quarter. And it's going to be so beneficial for it, and as you're listening to me now, it's going to help you look younger. So that is definitely going to be a way that I encourage you to take care of your body, but also take care of that youthful look that we're trying to preserve. All righty here. Let me have a sip of my dandelion tea. I can drink tea, folks. And it's a humdinger. All righty. Okay. All righty. 347-426-3469 is a number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to look younger. I've got several more of these to go through, and when we come back in the second half of the show, I'm going to get into, of course, more of these ways to look younger, and I'm going to kick it off with having more sex. So I know all of you will stay tuned for that one, won't you, little stinkers? But in the meantime, let's do the halftime information here very briefly. That way I can share some things with you that I need to share with you just to keep you informed. If you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located right here in Detroit, Michigan. I'm your host of Doc Talk. Each and every week, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. as well as you can follow me on LinkedIn at Doc Talk Ruth, as well as on Twitter. And you can go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com, and that will share with you all of the great things I've been doing over the last 20 years in my practice for all the great folks out there. There's so many things that I do. You know, I get this question all the time. What do you do, Dr. Stevens? You know, how can you benefit me? What services do you offer? You know, and I always tell people, of course, I'm like no other. And that is not an arrogant statement, but for me, my focus has always been looking for the root cause of a challenge and treating it naturally and focusing on prevention. So whether you walk in with cancer or you just need to lose weight, or we've got HIV, or we've got issues with lupus or thyroid or anemia, whatever the case may be, it's still a full-fledged doctor's office. And so I'm just going to be looking at fixing the issue as opposed to putting a bandage on it. So everything from education to lab services, whatever you might need, your menu planning, whatever the case may be, it's going to be done by me. Of course, you can get dual care working with your other providers. I do that a lot with folks. My patients are located throughout the United States, Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, the UK. So they're everywhere. And no, you don't have to be in Michigan to utilize my services, whether you're in the UK or right here in Michigan. The quality is still going to be the same, and the success rate is still the same. And, you know, just dial that number, And I know this sounds like an infomercial, but it does work. I mean, I've got many patients out there that will attest to that. And again, it's not being arrogant, but it's a factor that I do care about my patients, and they know that. I care about my students and pretty much anyone that encounters me. I don't want them to have to deal with what they've been dealing with. So it is a personal quest of mine to make sure that I do everything I possibly can to give them what they need. And more often than not, I give them things that they've never encountered as far as their health care. And so the educational aspect of it is huge for them because they need to know what they did to break down in the first place. And once we get past that, then we go through prevention and then we go through the whole process of making sure it does not happen. Again, very simple, very easy, very ongoing. So go to my website, check out you know, a little bit more about me. You'll get to see what I look like and all that stuff, too, because your healthcare provider does need to look healthy. If they look sicker than you are, go in the opposite direction, folks. Walk away. Don't do it. But it will list all of my services, everything from full lab services to, you know, again, your basic menu planning, hair tissue mineral analysis. There's so many things that I do that, you know, of course, please contact me and I can elaborate on that. But in the meantime, that was enough about me. And coming up in July, that'll be my fifth anniversary here on Doc Talk. And so I will dedicate a show to, you know, it'll be all about me. And that'll be a great show for everyone to call in and just talk, hang out with me, have fun. Who knows who I'll invite for that show. But mark your little calendars and I'll tell you more about that in the upcoming weeks. But lab services for the month of May, the specials, let's make mention of that here. All right, of course, always ongoing is the complete wellness profile. That is something that I think everyone likes to take advantage of because it is so beneficial for you. A complete wellness consists of a full lab, which means it's going to show me your thyroid health, liver health, kidney panel, your bones, minerals, fluid and electrolytes, your glucose. So I can see if you are diabetic or not. Your lipid panel, I can see what your cholesterol looks like. So this is something, if you have not done this in a while or you are not insured or underinsured, this is going to be a great one that I think that you could take advantage of. And that is always ongoing at the rate of $145. And that is a serum draw, so you got to get post. But it's a great one, and it'll show me all of your numbers, and that's a great way to find out what you're dealing with, okay? So anywho, that is a complete wellness profile. And the hair tissue mineral analysis that I talked about, that is always ongoing at the rate of $85. That's a sample of your hair sent to the lab, and when it comes back, it will show me all of your nutrient levels. So lead, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, all of these toxic minerals, they accumulate in the body. And when they accumulate too much, they become toxic. Everything from your nutrients, your calcium, magnesium, all of these things will show up. And once again, if they're too high or too low, that's going to create an issue. And this lab will always give me foods to add to your diet and foods to take away. So it's a great one. And it's just about a tablespoon of your hair and sent out. And when it comes back, it'll show me all these things. And I think you'll really enjoy that. And again, that's at the rate of $85. And for the month of May, I decided to do the general health panel for you. This is a great one. If you just want to say, you know what, am I going to live or die, Dr. Stevens? All right, the general health panel, that's going to be a great one for you. It's going to tell me if you are going to kick the bucket or not. All right, that is at the rate of $45. Real simple things in that one. It's a little less, you know, involved as a complete wellness profile, but you will get a lot of great information from that. And then the complete one that I think I'm going to throw in here also, I think I'm going to throw an arthritis package in here because a lot of folks are dealing with this one. So this one is a great one if you're dealing with anything, everything from gout to your osteoarthritis to rheumatoid arthritis, which is an immune issue. But I'm going to throw the arthritis package on here for the month of May. And this is a great one. This is normally a little bit over $500. I think I'm going to do it this month for $197 buckaroos, folks. How about that? Huh. I'm a bad woman, aren't I? Tell you, I want my own autograph. My God. Anyway, if you want to take advantage of any of those lab specials, please contact my office at 313-897-7257. And no, you do not have to be here in the state of Michigan to do that. Just contact my office. You do need to contact me directly. And when you contact my office, my staff will connect you right to me, as they do not schedule any of my appointments or any of my services. All right? All right, I think I've covered it all. What do you guys think? Whew, that was a lot of talk, and I think I need some tea after that. All righty. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to look younger. If you missed the first portion of the show, please go back and listen to the show via archive. That way you can get all of the great information that I have shared with you thus far. All right. Without further ado, I think I better take a sip of tea before I get into this one. All right. This is something that I've done many shows on. I actually teach a class on this, sexual health. But as it relates to looking younger, feeling younger, anti-aging, sex is going to be one of those things that you add to the list. Now, please go back and listen to my show via archive, because those shows definitely elaborate on a lot more than I can do right now in the remaining 20 minutes of my show. So definitely go back and listen to those shows. But I'm just going to just comment very briefly on this. Having more sex is excellent for you as far as anti-aging and helping you look younger. Having sex at least 3 times per week can make you look up to 10 years younger. Okay. See, you know, I want you to take the high road, folks. Take the high road. All right. Having more sex is the next best thing you can do after exercise to look younger, because it also helps you naturally release more of those growth hormones. And it's been proven that having more sex can help you live longer. And as I mentioned before, I've talked about this in many shows. So if you want more information on anti-aging, living longer, sexual health, all of those different things, I mean, I've done numerous shows on the benefits of sex, the health benefits of sex, the everything associated with sex. Go back and listen to those shows via archive. And you can't go wrong with this, I mean, for obvious reasons, but it's, you know, if we're going to be looking younger and we're going to do anti-aging, and you're in a quality relationship, you're in love and all this great stuff, you know, then hey, how can you go wrong with this one, all right? So I think I can just kind of mosey on past that one and just go to my next one. Whoosh. I didn't think I was going to get out of that one alive, but anyway, that's a great one, folks. This next one, staying young with antioxidants. Now, this is something I talked about earlier in the show, and I'm going to give you guys just a few antioxidants. There's so many. And as I said, I've got less than 20 minutes now, but I'm going to give you some very briefly that you can begin to incorporate into your equations. Now, what antioxidants do is they battle the free radical production in the body, and free radicals, they speed up the aging process. So when you get more antioxidants in your diet or in supplement form, you're going to slow down the aging process and reverse the effects of aging, and it does it by eliminating wrinkles. And, of course, the diet is crucial. You guys knew I was going to say that. So some of the things, you know, as far as dietary things you can do for, you know, looking younger. Of course, we want to have low to moderate intake of your salt, sugar, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine types of things. Try to eat a chemical-free diet. Make sure your protein intake is moderate. You know, we want to watch out for those. Too much protein, this is not going to work out well for us. And again, I'm limited with time, so I want to make sure that you contact me if you need to, and I can send you an outline, I can answer your questions, but for sake of time, I can't do it right now, unfortunately. But the quick and dirty, focus the diet on complex carbohydrates containing foods. These are going to be things like brown rice, oats, whole wheat, legumes, potatoes, and other starchy vegetables and squashes are things, believe it or not, for longevity. potatoes are not the enemy. It's what you put on them. And so I know you heard me say potatoes, and you're like, wait a second. Now, yes, if you're dealing with a pre-existing condition like diabetes, or you're just trying to watch your starch intake, then fine. You already know what you should be doing. But potatoes are not the enemy. If you've loaded up with cheese and sour cream and bacon bits and butter, and I mean, come on, that's foolishness. Of course now we got an issue. But the potato by itself is not going to be a challenge for you. So these are some of the dietary things that are going to be excellent for you as far as antioxidant health is concerned. But when we're talking about supplements, when you're eating a quality diet, these supplements that I'm going to mention, they can also be found in your foods. So when you're eating your fruits and your vegetables and your lean proteins and you're drinking quality waters and your whole grains, you're going to naturally get some of these supplements that I'm going to mention. If your diet is not up to par, then, of course, you might need to supplement in the form of an over-the-counter type of capsule, pill, chewable, whatever the case may be. So some of the antioxidants that I'm just going to give you very briefly here, vitamin E is going to be one of these because vitamin E protects cell membranes, and in particular, it prevents lipid irritation and breakdown. And this is going to be something that counteracts some of the negative effects of air pollution, chemicals, and metals. So when we're talking about looking younger, vitamin E in the body is going to help us with that that glow I talked about. And a lot of people, you might have some type of topical ointment to put on your skin. It might contain vitamin E, okay? Beta-carotene. This is going to be an anti-cancer antioxidant also. And when you get it in the form of vitamin A, which is known for retinol. I was multitasking. Sorry about that. Vitamin A, when you hear it pronounced as retinol, that means you got that vitamin A from an animal source. But when we say beta-carotene, that came from a vegetarian source. So if you don't eat meat, you're going to be looking for beta-carotene. If you're a meat eater, you're going to get retinol, and that's still vitamin A, okay? As well as, let me give you vitamin C. This is another crucial antioxidant, which is going to be good for you, as well as an anti-cancer nutrient. It is excellent for you. It reduces irritation from cigarette smoke, air pollution, cardiovascular disease risk, so many things. It protects blood vessels. It improves enzyme activity, and it helps reduce the incidence of cataracts. It also lowers blood fat. So, you know, you can't go wrong with this one. So when we're talking about antioxidants, these are just a few of them out there because, as you know, I've got tons of them. I got tons of them that I can tell you. But this last one I'll mention, and this is not an antioxidant, but this is something that we were talking about diet. I'm going to include this one in this segment because I need you to understand that, and that's water. It is vital and crucial as far as your own personal Fountain of Youth program. It helps all of your body functions. It nourishes the skin, and it's necessary for a good elimination. So we always want to make sure we are eliminating properly. So make sure you're hydrated. If you don't know how much water you are to consume, go back and listen to my show regarding water. And just very quickly, you take your body weight and you divide it in half. That number that you end up with is what your body needs in ounces to stay hydrated. And if you exercise, you want to add about 20 ounces additional to that number, and that's going to keep you hydrated throughout the day. All right, but go back and listen to the show and make sure you get all of that information as far as hydration and any of the other shows as it relates to anti-aging and being younger. They're in there, so go back and listen to those. So that was my tip regarding antioxidants, all right? Let me look at my clock here. I am at, 15 minutes remaining in the show. I think I'm still doing pretty good on time. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. I appreciate that. My switchboard is full. I can't see all of my callers, so good morning to you. I see all, but I just can't. I can't say hi to everyone because there's too many of you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying the show. Today's topic, talking about easy ways to look younger. And hopefully as you're listening to the show, these are easy ways and easy things for you to incorporate back into your equation, because a lot of people knew some of these things, but they just kind of deviated a little bit. Life kind of caught up with you. So try to incorporate some of these things back into your equation slowly but surely, and I can guarantee you you'll be looking youthful in no time soon. All righty here. Let me continue with this, because this is something that I do. And, you know, I get a lot of complaints in my household because I spend so much time in the bathroom in the evenings. But I think it's important to invest time. And so my regimen is a little time consuming. And one of the things that I do is there's exfoliation that's taking place, not just for my face, but for my body. Because remember, you've got skin everywhere. And we're always focused on keeping our face looking younger, but we forget our neck. We forget our entire body. There's skin all over you. So make sure that when we're talking about looking younger, we want to have the youthful appearance over the entire body. We don't want to have what's called crepe paper chest, where your chest looks like crepe paper, or you have sagging knees, or you have other areas that don't look as youthful as the face or the neck might look. So take care of the entire body. And remember, you can do the anti-aging for the overall body, okay? But exfoliating. Let me have a sip of tea because I think I need it right now. Pardon me. All right, exfoliating. Try to do that 1 to 3 times per week. And when you exfoliate your skin, you're basically removing all the old dead skin cells along with dirt and oil and germs and things of that nature. And so you're removing these things, and it's instantly going to reveal younger looking skin. And this is anywhere on the body. So I have this little loofah, and that's, of course, for the body, because you don't want to use something that harsh on the face, because we don't want to damage very delicate areas around the eyes and things of that nature. So we're not going to be scrubbing our face, you know, like we're digging for gold or something. But we do want to exfoliate, and we want to do this 1 to 3 times per week. Exfoliation is going to boost that collagen production by removing these dead skin cells. And it also makes it easier for your skin to absorb any moisturizer or any other skin treatments you use for better results. And you always want to get a quality moisturizer. We want something natural. We don't want things that are very heavy, very you know, loaded with a lot of chemicals and artificial things, because this is going on your face. So we do want to get a quality moisturizer. And if I have time throughout the show or at the end of the show, I'll try, because I got several emails asking me what is my regimen. So I'll try to get to that, and I really will. But try to make sure you use a quality moisturizer. But anyway, exfoliation makes it easier for your skin to absorb the moisturizer and other things you're putting on your skin. You can start to look much younger if you use exfoliation products that contain antioxidants. So some of the things that I mentioned to you earlier, everything from vitamin A and C, vitamin E, as well as if your product might contain zinc, that's going to be a great one. That's another antioxidant. So read those ingredients on your products to make sure that it does contain antioxidants, okay? Make sure that the particles of your exfoliating scrub, whatever you're using to clean yourself, are smooth and tiny and not too big and rough, since they may actually damage your skin. I just said it before. I have this like this little exfoliating. It's like a little scrubby loofah, if you will. But again, the particles are very small, because this is what I'm using on my body to exfoliate. And I use it right up until I go to my neckline. And then for my neck and my face, I use something different. And of course, then you're not scrubbing like you're, you know, you're scrubbing your floor. You want to be very gentle with your neck and your face. And you always want to scrub in an upward motion, not downward. Because as you're going downward, you're pulling your skin down. Now we're going to be dealing with sagging. That's definitely not going to help you look younger. So we want to make sure we're exfoliating. We've got a small scrub with small, tiny particles to make sure that we are not damaging the skin as we're exfoliating, okay? All righty here. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We're almost there, folks. We are almost there. I know some of you are sitting there right now scrubbing your face, aren't you? Or eating something with, you're eating some carrots for beta carotene. I know you are. I can feel it. You're not. I know you're not. But you're going to. All righty here. We are about at 10 minutes remaining in the show. If you have missed any of the information, please go back and listen to it via archive. And you are welcome to contact me in my office at 313-897-7257, or you can email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. Oh, my goodness, what else can you do? Go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com for more information. You guys know how to find me. If you can't find me, I just, you know, I find that hard to believe. I am Googleable, so, and yes, that is a word today, all right? Just go with it. So I know that you can find me, and please do so, because I want to make sure you're taken care of. All righty here. We got a couple more, and then we're getting the heck out of Dodge, and then I can finish my tea and start my day here. All righty. This next one. This is so very important near and dear to me, and that is sleep. Crucial. When you don't get enough sleep, you are more likely to become fatigued and stressed out. And when you get fatigued and stressed out, your body will release a hormone called cortisol. And that damages your skin. And not getting enough sleep leads to puffy eyes. And you can easily look many years younger by getting into the habit of getting that 6 to 8 hours of sleep each night. And when you sleep, you know, whatever is going to work for you, and I'm going to elaborate on that in a second, when you sleep that 6 to 8 hours each night, your body produces more growth hormones. And that keeps your skin supple and elastic and preventing your skin from forming wrinkles prematurely. So we really take sleep for granted. And I hear people all the time, oh, I'll sleep a little later, you know, and they're obviously sleepy, and then they won't submit to it because they feel that they've just got to do what they got to do, not realizing that your body is trying to communicate with you to stop and take a break. And I'm not saying sleep for 4 or 5 hours in the middle of the day, but I am saying stop, let your body rest 30 minutes, then you're going to feel better. You're going to be more effective. And it's healthier for you. And now as you're listening, now you realize it's going to help you look younger. And we are going to stop the skin from preventing premature wrinkles. I mean, sleep is a free cosmetic medicine, pure and simple. Nothing exacerbates stress like not getting enough sleep. So this is something, again, you guys know how I feel about it. I could, please, right about now. I could definitely take a nap, but if you are someone that is dealing with insomnia or irregular sleep cycles, and or you have, you know, you work an off shift, you might work a midnight shift, and sleep patterns are thrown off, you need regular naps and you need to get quality sleep. Your sleep cycle might not be 6 hours. It might be 5 hours. Whatever your pattern is, as long as it's quality sleep, that's what's important. And then making sure when you feel your body saying, I need to take a nap, submit to it, please, because this is your body trying to say, I need to repair right now, and you need to assist me in this. And when you don't listen to your body telling you it needs to repair, it doesn't get the repair that it needs, and now we're functioning in a deficit. And too many of these deficits for too long of a period is going to cause health challenges. So something as simple as sleeping, yes, it's going to make you look younger, but it's also going to help you live longer as well. All right. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Getting ready to close it right on out for you with just a couple more things regarding easy ways to look younger here. All righty here. Sipping tea is definitely one of them. That's just my personal opinion. All righty here. This next one, I talked about it real briefly a second ago, getting moisture in your skin. And I talked about it when I mentioned exfoliating. So now we've exfoliated the skin. So now we want to moisturize. So getting more moisture into the skin, this is just like if you, I'll give you this analogy. When you have a plant, an actual plant, when you don't water the plant, what happens to it? It shrivels up, it gets wrinkled, and then eventually it dies. Think of your body and your skin in the same manner. When you don't moisturize your skin, when you're not hydrated, this is what's happening internally, and then it's going to show externally. So we want to make sure that, of course, we are well hydrated internally, but now we want to make sure that we're moisturizing our skin. And you need to get more water and moisture into the skin to make sure that your skin looks smooth and radiant. And just a simple moisturizer. It doesn't have to be these major products out there that people want you to believe. And you're going to spend, you know, huge amounts of money on something. Make it the moisturizer of your choice. Something simple, something easy, something natural, not full of chemicals. But just make sure that your regimen for your skincare is there. So you've got to exfoliate first and then put your moisturizer on. That way it's going to absorb properly. Just make sure that you moisturize. Now, throughout the day, and people don't, I don't know, they don't know this about me because I don't walk around telling my whole regimen, but throughout the day, I periodically just put on additional moisturizer. So, yes, I start my day, you know, cleaning the face and all that stuff, and you put on a moisturizer, but then throughout the day, I put on more moisturizer. And just I just do that. And it just keeps the skin helping it to retain that moisture. So that would be something that I would recommend for everyone to begin doing. Okay. And of course, your diet is huge as far as that's concerned, too, as far as your appearance. But just making sure you're getting that moisture from the inside and the outside is going to be critical for you. All righty here. Got two more and then I can stop talking. I know. I just heard some people saying, sure, finally. I know who you are. I got something for you. Don't worry. Anywho, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Easy ways to look younger here. Hopefully you've learned something today as far as that. These last two I'm going to tell you about. I mentioned it very briefly, but this is so very important. Fixing your posture. Improving your posture will make you look more confident, look much thinner, and many years younger. So fix your posture. Now, if there's something structurally going on with you, you might want to see a chiropractor. I've got a great chiropractor. But, you know, if there's something that's a little bit more involved in what a chiropractor can do, find out what's going on with you and correct the issue. But if it's something just a matter of behaviors that has conditioned you just to slouch, then stop it. Sit up. You're going to definitely benefit from it, and it's going to be great for helping you to look younger. This last one, getting whiter teeth. Who knew? Now, oral health is crucial, and I've done a show regarding oral health. Oral health is usually the first indicator in a lot of cases that something is going on physically for you. So making sure that you are getting your six-month checkup and your daily regimen of flossing and brushing, and, you know, I have a water pick that I absolutely love. So all these different things as far as your oral health care are very important. And, of course, they're going to give you whiter teeth. Now, baking soda, easy way to get whiter teeth. I mean, I mix baking soda, and believe it or not, with a little bit of peroxide, and that helps to maintain keeping your teeth whiter. And it's natural. You're not going to get any side effects like some of the whitening products out there. But that's going to help you look younger because now we have this bright, vibrant smile. So when you're smiling at people, you just don't look like you've been chewing yellow crayons or green crayons. That's not the look that we want to go for, folks. We want nice, white, because that just says, wow, this person is healthy, because oral care is so important for our overall health, okay? I just got a text saying, green teeth, Dr. Ruth? Yeah, I know. Those are Hulk teeth, okay? Anywho, hopefully I have shared enough with you today to give you something to help you just start some type of regimen to help keeping you looking younger and feeling younger, because you guys know what time it is. The time has come. We got to get the heck out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I do hope you enjoy the show. Please come back next week, and I will be here as I am each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can always reach me at 313-897-7257, and, of course, at doctalkruth@gmail.com. Please make sure you follow me on LinkedIn as well as Twitter. to everyone out there, all the mothers, have a great Mother's Day. And until next week, you guys, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, make it a great day, and have a good one. Be happy, be healthy. Bye-bye.